If you want to start monetizing your podcast, sign up for Podmetrics. Head to podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE when you sign up. That's podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE. The company Cebu has now moved to its new location in Cebu IT Park. It is now located at the 8th floor of the Mabuhay Tower. You can check out the awesome new space there or their Mandaue branch. You can also take advantage of their other spaces in Japan, Singapore, Bangkok, and Hawaii if you become a member. You can book a visit through bit.ly/tccvisit and use the promo code GREATORLIFE50. That's bit.ly/tccvisit with the promo code GREATORLIFE50. This lets them know that I sent you. For more info, check them out at thecompany.ph or through Facebook and Instagram at The Company Cebu. Thank you so much to The Company Cebu for sponsoring the podcast. What are your plans for Christmas, particularly Christmas shopping?
Hello. So, for Christmas shopping, I hope to get it done before December, as in, siguro, hopefully by around 11:11 that time. I hope to visit Glorieta specifically kasi memorized ko na yun eh, so I know where to go. Yeah, ayoko na maulit yung before kasi it happened, I think, 2 years ago. I think this was before the pandemic. I went Christmas shopping literally the day before Christmas. That was the 24th. And I do not recommend. Never do that. I'll never do that again. So yeah, in terms of Christmas shopping, I have to get it done pa this November. But in terms of Christmas plans, I'm actually not sure what we're doing this year. Kasi a lot of our, you know, usual traditions, like we visit my lola in Quezon City or my titos and titas near Better Living in Parañaque, we weren't able to do it last year. I'm not so sure if we'll do it this year, but regardless, you know, my immediate family will be together. So yeah.
For me, last year, because usually in our Christmas traditions, my extended family would fly or ride a ship or a boat going either here to Cebu or going to Cagayan de Oro, where I have relatives there. So we usually, we have extended family Christmas parties. But last year, you know, ang bigat ng COVID. So
yeah,
we were just doing it online. But it was really different. It was so hard to do a Christmas party online. I don't know what the current plans are this year. Some are trying to attempt to come here. But, you know, you still have to do everything.
Swab tests.
Swab tests, the results and everything. But it still depends. It still depends on the, it still depends on what's the situation. If it will still be the same, like right now, or will it get worse? No, please not get worse.
Hopefully not. Ayoko na.
I'm tired. I wanna travel. Do you miss travel?
Yeah, oh my God, I'm so out of shape. Like, hinihingal ako sa stairs. And before, I used to walk a lot and, you know, work out. And now I couldn't do that. So it's really taking a toll. I miss traveling. I mean, simply going to the mall, we can't do it anymore or not as much. Pero parang therapy na rin yung going to the mall before, eh, di ba? Yep. Parang after work, parang hahanapin mo siya. But like now, your workplace and your resting place is basically the same. So it's kind of hard to unwind. Yeah.
Yun. I agree. Mm-hmm. Recently, I've been able to go to the mall. Pero not like I'm going to the mall to stroll around and have fun or relax. No. It's like, okay, go there, get what you need, go home. So... can't believe it's the same. Fun. I said this last year with another guest, and I can't believe it's still the same.
A year later. It's so sad. I miss everybody, like literally everybody that I see outside. Even the baggage people, kunyari, bingo grocery, yung mga small talk with those, yung mga cashier, pati yung si kuya nagbabag, sobrang nami-miss ko yung ganun. Pero ngayon kasi parang, syempre, you need like time, I mean, distance between everybody you meet. So, yeah. Yun lang.
Sad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, I think by the time people listen to this podcast, it'll be a month since then. But I started a TikTok account. What?
Oh, you did? You did?
Yeah, just today.
Cool.
Yeah, because I think it was because Instagram Reels came out today in the Philippines along with Instagram Music. But that's like, okay. Some countries already had this like months ago. So it's but then, like, Reels arrived in the Philippines, and then I was just exploring Instagram Reels. Like, okay, this is fun, trying to make short videos. Yeah. And so, actually, my secret ako when it comes to my TikTok accounts, I actually had them, like, months ago, but I didn't post anything or say anything about it. So this
oh
will
my
be
gosh,
the,
same.
This will be the, see? This will be my first public outing of me saying that I have a TikTok account. So, guys, follow me.
Nice.
I'll be saying it in the
Love
end.
Love it. Okay. I'll check you out on TikTok.
Sige, let's go. Okay, let's start the episode in 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to The Creator Life with Julia and CB. That's me. It's a podcast that makes sense of how different people live their lives as creators. Main episodes come out on Fridays, and Creative Tidbits episodes pop up on Wednesdays. Follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you use to listen to podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, leaving a rating and review on this podcast really helps me out. Here's the episode. It's been a month since the Bookshelf Conversations episodes, and those were some of the more interesting episodes I've done, like, in a row, because it was an unexpected ride. Prior to me recording each of the episodes, I barely know a thing, so it would be a surprise. But then it was fun, and it's all thanks to my guest. My guest for this episode, it's Kyle Nate from Ambidexter and Bookshelf. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Wow. Yeah, excited to be here. Awesome.
When did I think of having you on the podcast? Was it like a month ago or 2 months ago? I don't really fully remember. Was it when...
It's been long.
It's been a long time. Yeah. I'm dead sure it's not a year. Like, I didn't ask you, like, after the first encounter, like, through email and stuff. Or even the call. Like, I didn't ask you then to, like, okay, I would like to invite you to my podcast. That wasn't the case.
Yeah. Actually, I think before you wanted to interview my boss back then. I think that was early pandemic.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And then I think, I don't know, we kind of forgot.
Yeah.
I think
we both got so busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's just fine. At least now, you know.
Yeah.
Natuloy.
Yeah, natuloy. And at least it's you. It's, you know. I don't know. Like, I wasn't sure at the time. Like, should I interview your boss? I wasn't really sure. But now, like, after doing the Bookshelf Conversations episodes, like, okay, it made sense that it would be you I would talk to.
Yeah, I mean, this is, like, I think my first podcast as well, so I'm pretty stoked and excited. So, yeah, thank you for having me and, you know, asking. Yeah, I was iffy at first, but, you know, here's to new experiences.
Yeah, and speaking I'm not gonna touch on the new experience you recently had until we reach that part of the topics.
Sige.
Yeah, so first off, can you describe what you do in both Ambidexter and Bookshelf, because I didn't know you from Bookshelf first. It was from Ambidexter.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, basically, basically, I don't know if it's just exactly the same thing, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, to give context, Ambidexter is different from Bookshelf. I mean, it's the same, it's under the same roof, but Ambidexter is a content marketing studio. So it's more on marketing, social media, branding, wherein Bookshelf PH, it's more on book publishing. So we focus on books. We work with different authors and publishers. So yun yung parang main difference niya. For Ambidexter, I used to be the head of media partnerships, so that's why I reached out to you back then. I think it was Clarence reached out to you back then. We were partnering with different events, and we were the media partner for that those events. I mean, on ground events. But when the pandemic hit, we wanted to do something different. We wanted to produce more content, so that's when the idea of podcasts came to mind. But podcasts in a way that we were interviewing or talking to different podcasters and, you know, create blogs about their podcasts. So basically we're promoting you guys and making people know more about the content that you create. So ayun. So for Ambidexter pala, I also handle media relations. So I to different journalists and media and stuff like that. But my work is more inclined right now to Bookshelf PH. So for Bookshelf PH, I'm the deputy editorial director. So I basically handle end-to-end book production, may it be internal or external books. I'm the one in charge of that, as well as book consignments. I am the one talking to different authors. Yung authors that you interviewed here, I'm the one who reached out to them and, you know, got their books and ebooks on our platform and stuff like that. And yeah, that's it for Bookshelf PH and Ambidexter. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember for the Ambidexter one, it's just like, this is a surprise. Like, I didn't expect other people, like, you know, like I would usually be the one who would, you know, reach out to different kinds of people, whether it would be like content creators from even outside the country. Like, I even had that one episode, you guys should listen to it, where I was still in Japan and I recorded an episode in Japan with a Japanese content creator who happens to also to speak English fluently. So I didn't really have to try hard. So it was fun to like reach out to different kinds of content creators, startup founders, and the like. And so when I was reached out to do that feature, it's like, oh, this is new. And to the point that when I saw an article in a local newspaper, it was about Cebu podcasting. The funny thing about that is, they didn't even bother to check the spelling of my name. Like, seriously.
Oh, they just published it?
They just published it, and it's like, guys, you could have just done a copy.
It?
Okay, I'm going to spell it so that you will have context. So, you know my name, right? It's Julian CB.
Yeah.
But my first name only had one L, and then that L was transferred to my last name. So, Silby. So, I sound like... See? It sounds so weird. Like, the word... You know what the worst part is? They could have just copy-pasted the title of my podcast from literally the internet.
And I mean, parang yung single L on the Julian, I think it's forgivable pa. But
adding
another... to your last name, that's weird. That's a totally different person.
Yeah, it's kind of unforgivable. And then when I messaged the page, I'm not going to out that publication because I'm not a jerk. But... when I messaged their page, it's like, no one replied. So it's like, okay, they pretty much don't care after they publish it. It's like a quota for them. I don't know. But whatever. Oh, I moved on.
Yeah.
All I did with that post was like, I posted the link to my page, but I did it in a cheeky way. So it's like, I was going to post this early, but unfortunately, you had to spell my name wrong. Something like that. So.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people should be more, you know, considerate rin with the names.
Yeah.
Even on emails.
Yeah.
I mean, my name is right there. And, oh my gosh.
I mean, Kyle isn't supposed to be. What part of your name gets wrong? Because last I checked, you have a long name in your.
Yeah, it's
Zoom.
Mary Allison Kyle. See, you know, my name's right here. But
yeah.
Sometimes they call me Mr. Kyle. Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
They call me Mary, or sometimes they call me May. A while ago, I was called May. I mean, you can call me Mary because that's my name, but May.
Are you kidding me?
And the worst part is, parang somebody was like emailing me. I think this was from media partnership back then. So I'm the only person they're talking to, but they address three different people. Hi, Mary, Allison, and Kyle. What? So like I'm like three persons, but I'm
that's did you clone yourself?
Me. Yeah, I was. What is this? Parang my email is right there, and you can see. Like I always put like sincerely Kyle, so that they know like what to call me. But
yeah,
you know, people just don't see it right away, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of helps that I knew you before some other Kyles I knew in my job as a content creator. So like I know a Kyle from a PR of a tech brand, and then I know another Kyle from my high school days, and then I know another Kyle from something like that, and then so I have to have a distinct memory of what we talked about before so that I won't make a mistake of saying like her or like, but literally like don't assume that it's like him or her, like you really have to like research ish the person you're talking to.
Yeah. Or some people, they put like MX sub pronouns to be safe, like MX Kyle or something. Or just call me by my first name. No need to put like Mr. or Miss para sure.
I mean, you know, some others are still very formal, it's kinda like it's kinda a formal thing, but then like when in the age of the internet when everyone's used to like chatting in lowercase, like even like putting Miss is kind of old, but then like there would be certain people that I would actually have to do it, like especially in my day job. Okay, I'm gonna have to put Miss or Mister or Sir or Boss.
Yeah,
that's
especially via email. I think email is always gonna be formal regardless.
Yeah, but well, I call you Kyle on the email, so I mean.
Yeah, me too.
It's not like we're some form of like higher up or CEO or something like that.
Yeah.
Heck, I even call CEOs by their first name. I don't like Mr. Someone.
Yeah, ako din.
I don't know if it's a startup thing.
Yeah, I think it's a startup thing. Yung parang you don't say sir or miss. I say sir or miss if like there are people in the email thread that call that person by sir or miss. Parang nakikigaya na lang ako. But like if it's like just you and me, ganon, it's just like just the name.
Yeah, it's simpler. Like you don't need to overthink it. Like Kyle, so it's just Kyle. You don't. What? I can't believe we're spending a few minutes of our time in this interview
ranting about emails.
Yeah, this will probably be in the preview. Like when I post this on social media, this will probably be the preview.
Because
I post them sometimes, and then like that, I would post short clips, and it's things like that usually get into those, because you literally made us spend time just to talk about names. See, I'm wasting more time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
So I think you mentioned about the podcast feature where you reached out to me like, oh, I was really touched when I got it. Like, And it's so like, I actually have one critique. When I didn't say this when it was posted. And so like,
oh my gosh.
I saw it's like, wow, I thought they reached out to me. It was in my email, literally. They still managed to spell my first name wrong.
It's wrong?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I don't know now. I'm not sure. Or I might be misremembering.
I'm so sorry. I didn't write it because I'll check it out. It's still editable naman. I can still check.
Yeah, I think I still have the bit.ly. See, I'm I'm only calling out because like we're closer than
yeah,
last
we're on
year.
The topic, so
yeah. And I feel like we're closer now than like that time, so I don't really mind.
Mm-hmm. Sige, okay, I'll change it, I promise.
We'll see. If I'm wrong, then I owe you something. But if I'm right, then let's not make it a bigger deal. And not make it a bigger deal than it is. So yeah. Anyway, so now that we've tackled like basically half of the topics and then sprinkled in a name rant in between. So
yeah.
I wanna touch on Bookshelf because if I'm not mistaken, did you start this year? Because I didn't hear this last year. Like it took
yes. Huh?
Like what? This yeah. Like, a wild Bookshelf appears.
Yeah. We started it it was soft launched basically around March of this year. Yeah, I think sinabay namin with the launch of our first book of the year, which is Fearless Filipinas. So that's when Bookshelf PH came to life. Yeah.
I think you mentioned it, but I'm not sure if you did. So if you did, I'm just going to cut this part. But like, what pushed you guys specifically to do books? Because, you know, we're in the digital age.
Yeah. Basically, well, to give you a brief background, Bookshelf came from Ambidexter kasi. So back then, Ambidexter was founded around 2019. So even then, we were already like writing books. Our founder himself, he's an author as well. So he wrote The Finishers and he also co-wrote Asian Founders at Work, which I think The Finishers is available on Bookshelf if you want to check it out. But yeah, even then we were already writing books. And then only like this year, we decided to just, you know, separate the two because it's easier that way, I guess. And it's easier to distinguish. And I guess our operations would be, you know, more seamless. And there are no overlapping, kasi nothing overlapping. Kasi for Ambidexter, it's really just marketing, a lot of content writing, sometimes even video production. So there's already a lot of things going on. So we felt like it was, you know, about time to separate it and create Bookshelf PH. So that's when it came to play. So we decided books basically it's because, you know, we feel like books will always be around regardless of the times. You know, we have Kindle, we have like Adobe digital editions. So why produce books pa rin? We think that it's still relevant regardless. And let's say if I were to write a book, let's say, I would still prefer to have it with me because I know I feel like it's a different type of honor, you know, to have it hold on your hands, you know.
Yeah.
It's a different feeling. It, parang ang taas nung feeling, oh my gosh, I'm on a book. And once a book is published, kasi it's like you can't edit anything, you know, no one can edit your book or anything. It's your own words and everything.
Yeah.
So it still holds, you know, a high feeling, I guess. I'm not sure if that's the right term.
It's a more intimate slash how do I say this? It's more you feel it, like you're holding it in your hand, you're opening the book.
Yeah.
And it's like
parang,
the pages.
It's also pride for you, right?
Yeah.
And let's say for a business book, it's pride for them because they're published in a book. I mean, tapos some of those books you can see being sold online on Shopee, Lazada, and I think some even on fully booked. So parang ang sarap sa feeling, diba? Oh, that's my book. You can point it. You don't have to send a link. Oh, you can just visit this bookstore and you can check it out there. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, a short aside because I'm going to insert this. So, okay. I was going through my email and I was thinking I should correct myself. Remember when I said that the first names were wrong? They weren't actually wrong. I actually checked the post because I had the link. And so,
okay.
my name was right. The problem is, the one who wrote this kept using my last name. It's like, why are you using my last name?
Yeah. Actually, I think it's common practice kasi sa amin. But basically, it's usually for book features, like if may other names that were mentioned,
yeah,
we use the last name para kunyari dalawa yung Julian. They know which Julian we're talking about.
I mean, so, yeah, that's true though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. It kind of sounds weird to me. It's like, I already get called by my last name in high school.
It's quite formal when you call somebody by their last name. Kasi. Yeah. So yeah, I'll check if I can just change it to Julian if that's what you prefer, which is also fine.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't know. I kind of don't want to anymore because it's like a year too late. So it's like, okay, fine. I'm fine with it now. Because it's like, yeah, it's been there.
You made
it's
your
been...
peace.
Yeah, yeah, I'm at peace with that fact, and I vastly prefer this. Know. Yeah, I vastly prefer this one over that nightmare that was, 1L that got transferred to my last name. So that one was definitely worse.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so, I think I actually still have the books with me, all three of them. Unfortunately, due to my very, very busy schedule that I actually haven't touched them again since I got them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sucks to be me.
No worries.
Sucks to be me. But then, like, I'm actually interested in the topics that I saw in those three books. So, I can't wait. I actually can't wait to read them, probably during Christmas break when it's not, I don't have to think a lot about
all
this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we sent you two business books and one yung Fearless Filipinos. Yeah, I think that's more of creative. Yeah.
That's why I like when I think, not to get too political, but when Lenny declared herself for president, like to run for president, and it's like, oh, what perfect timing. I have the book that has her foreword. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such an honor.
Yeah. That's all I'll say on that matter, because getting into that would be a whole can of worms that I don't want to open.
Yes. Yes.
Jeez. Yes. Yeah. Last thing we want is, I mean, we want proper political discourse, but not like troll political discourse. So.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's talk about the newest member of what you're doing, basically, which is Audiophile. So like, how did that come about?
Well, you know, from Ambidexter it became Bookshelf PH, and now it became Audiophile by Bookshelf PH. So basically, we were expanding Bookshelf PH. You know, we started with, you know, physical books, and then a few months later we decided to have ebooks as well. So that's when ebooks came to play. And after that, we wanted to explore different types of content pa. So we were actually considering other things, but we were like, after ebooks, audiobooks. I feel like that's the right, transition from physical to ebooks and then now audiobooks. We decided audiobooks because, on top of what I just mentioned, we know that I think there's no other audiobook platform here in the Philippines. So we wanted to, you know, create that space, the audiobook space, because, you know, it's also different, you know, reading from a book, reading from an ebook, it's different compared to actually listening to the books. So it's actually pretty soothing. I started listening to audiobooks more and podcasts more a couple of weeks ago or a month ago. So, you know, you can really multitask and, you know, keep yourself entertained. So, yeah.
Yep.
Audiobooks, they're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we shouldn't ignore the elephant in the room, and that is Audible, but they're probably not fully available here. I'm not really sure about that statement. So
for Audiophile, we know that there are, you know, there's Audible out there, and probably a lot of platforms, outside of the Philippines. But we know for a fact that there aren't a lot of local content in those platforms. So, I mean, in Bookshelf kasi, we're all about, you know, promoting, you know, our local authors and publishers, I feel like we want to, we feel like they need more attention and more light. Because I mean, growing up, I don't really read any local content. It's just, you know, you mga required like El Filibusterismo, No Limit Tangent.
No Limit Tangent.
Mga ganun lang talaga yung alam ko.
Yep.
I mean, mm-hmm. outside of that, I don't really know that much or at all growing up. So now that we have the platform, we want to give those authors a chance to shine, of course. And not just with books. And now, even with audiobooks. I mean, for the audiobooks that we do have, parang it's giving new life to the books that they published years back, you know. So now it's being talked about again, or new people, young people are discovering their stories, and they would, you know, realize how good these stories are. So we should really, you know, give them a platform and give them a chance to shine, because they're really, really talented. So ayun lang.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of the whole idea behind Bookshelf Conversation. It's like, okay, let's bring a platform to these authors.
Mm-hmm.
See, it reminded me very much of that. So
yeah,
I love that it's kind of in the spirit of that.
Yeah, and I loved, you know, talking to those authors. I mean, reaching out to them to be part of Bookshelf PH, they were really like shocked. And, you know, some of them were really happy, because I think some of them were also like self-published authors. So they don't really sell on National Bookstore or Fully Booked. So being out there in the internet and with their content, parang ang sarap sa feeling nila. And, you know, it also brings joy to me, kasi parang, wala lang, parang nakatuwa, nakakataba ng puso, diba? Na parang they're so happy with the content, they're happy with the audiobook of their book. So, wala, it just gives us more energy and, you know, to produce more and to reach out to a lot more authors out there who aren't, you know, super well-known yet, or like are new authors as well. Yung parang you just released a book and you want a new platform to be featured in. So yeah, we'd love to, you know, get to know more authors pa.
I haven't done this in a while, probably because it felt kind of weird. But since it's you, Kyle, of all people.
Oh my gosh, what is this?
It would be very apropos for me to bring back Ask Me Anything. So this is a section or a segment mm-hmm. of my podcast where I let the guest ask me anything.
Ooh.
But you know, it's the usual not about money or not about, I don't know, it really depends on my mood. So
okay.
if you feel like asking me the hard questions, go for it, but go. It's the floor is yours for you to ask me anything.
Oh. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I feel like the host. I love it.
Diba?
Sige.
See?
Oh my gosh.
How does it feel?
Oh my gosh. The pressure and the power. Power.
Okay. Power.
Okay. Actually, the thing that came at the top of my head right now is that, you know, you recently opened a new podcast, right?
Yeah.
Is that Techie? What's the name again? Tech Speaks?
It's Techie Speak.
Techie Speak. So yeah, can you talk to me about, you know, why decide to open another podcast, and why Techie Speak?
Yeah, good that. Wow, thanks for that question. Like I didn't expect to be asked that, but duh, because it's like impromptu. But actually, when I wanted to start a podcast, this wasn't my original idea. I wanted to do a tech podcast first, but then I thought of it long and hard, and I said, if I'm just gonna do another tech news podcast, I would just be like any other tech news podcast out there. So I decided at the time, let's do something else. And that's when I landed on the idea that, oh, I just talk to my content creator friends, because that's how podcasts usually start, with your friends, because you don't know a lot of people. Yeah. So that's when the creator life came to be. And so it's actually this year, a few months before my birthday, when I decided, okay, I've been in it for 3 years. I've been doing podcasting for basically 3 years. And I felt like with the rebrand, so more than 5 years after I started my tech blog, I actually rebranded, because it was formerly known as Utterly Random Techie. Mm-hmm. So I just removed the random out of it and it's now Utterly Techie. Mm-hmm. And so along with that rebrand, I got to think again about doing a tech podcast. And you know what I thought? I thought, say, oh, okay, screw it. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do the tech podcast. Mm. And so, Techie Speak, the reason why I named it that, because one, I researched every tech podcast in Apple Podcasts and see if there's a duplicate.
Yeah.
Because that's what you should do, guys. Mm-hmm. Find the duplicates. Or if there's a duplicate, make sure that it's not updated like months. Because, yeah, that happens. Like, you know, someone starts a podcast and then few episodes later they stop because they're tired or they don't feel like it's right for them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so do your research when naming your podcast. So there, that's one. And two, it kind of fits with my Utterly Techie brand. Like, I would have lazily called it the Utterly Techie Podcast, but like, that's boring. Like, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
So there, so Techie Speak. A techie, that's me, speaks my mind about the tech topics. So that's where I even got the spiel for the intro.
Cool.
For that podcast.
Ooh. So
there. That's how I thought of Techie Speak and why I decided, okay, I'm just gonna start a tech podcast. Why not? If it doesn't work out in a year's time, okay, at least I tried.
Yeah. But
here I am, trying.
Yeah.
Alongside this podcast.
Yeah.
Still running. Like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, I mean, now's the best time to keep trying, you know? Especially, I think we have more time because of the pandemic.
Do I?
Well, more time.
Do I have more time?
Time in a way that you don't have to commute or anything. You don't have to go out.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, at least.
I mean, commuting here isn't much more painful than there in Manila, but it's becoming more painful, and I'm glad that I don't have to
do that.
Subject myself to
yeah
commuting all the time.
Yeah, you know. Cool. So yeah, oh, were you? I have another question, actually.
Go.
No, I'm just curious. Yeah. Like, ako kasi,
go.
Like, what made you interested with tech in general? Like, I mean, with your podcast, with your blog. So it's very, you know, tech related. Were you always yeah. into tech?
Yeah. I may or may not have answered this question in a previous episode, but for the benefit of new listeners, because it happens, you know, when you recommend a podcast to somebody
yeah.
and then you just ask them to listen to this episode, for the benefit of new listeners to the podcast, I will answer the question. And since it's from you, of course I will. Yes, I've always been interested in tech. Mm. I think it all started when I really didn't have, like, you know, the usual childhood dream job. Like, it's not usual. It's like, I would say doctor, but it's not really a thing mm-hmm. for me to say. So, like, when I entered high school, it was like, okay, what am I gonna do for college? I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought in my head, I didn't want to be a doctor. I didn't want to be a lawyer. I didn't want to be an accountant.
Yeah.
Stuff like the usual mm-hmm. stuff. And I'm very fortunate that my parents are very supportive with what course I wanted to take. Because otherwise, it would be a whole can of worms. Yeah. So it was only until fourth year high school that I found my calling mm-hmm. in tech. So ooh. There was this programming class in high school. And funny enough, despite my school being a public school, they taught programming, which was very fortunate because I don't think I would be into tech as much as I am today without that programming class.
Cool.
So just because of that programming class, I was really deep into tech to the point that during college, I think it was during college when I kept doing all, like, reading tech every day. Even listening to podcasts. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, I didn't, like, it's not recent for me to listen to podcasts. It was, like, way back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm not mistaken, I could probably say that I started listening to podcasts a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that far. Mm-hmm. It's that far back for me.
Okay.
So getting into tech, that was it. Like, it was all because of that programming class. And now, here I am. My course is BS Computer Science. I work as a software engineer at a tech company. I won't mention for the sake of confidentiality and
of course
privacy reasons. Although I could always tell you offline because we're friends.
Okay.
So there, that's been it for me. Tech has been my passion since high school. And I don't think I would find another thing that I want to do.
Cool.
Without, I don't know, that experience.
Yeah, I mean, lalo na ngayon, you know, tech is moving so fast. I mean, almost every year, may bagong iPhone, may bagong laptop, may bagong, you know, there's always something new to look forward to. So that's a pretty awesome field to be in. Ako personally, I'm not as techy, you know. I know some, but like, I don't know that very technical side of things. You know, when buying a phone, I just check, oh, it's nice.
Oh.
It's fast. It improved.
I don't blame you.
It improved.
I don't blame you, though. Because tech companies wish that it would be that simple to just sell you a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it would be like, oh, everyone's successful with selling phones or selling products. Mm-hmm. But then, like, only a few handful of companies...
You know,
basically did that in spades. I don't want to mention the fruit company, but you know.
Yeah, but like,
I'm not sponsored by them.
I wish I was.
Oh, I wish I was.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, you know, it's so fascinating, you know, tech in general, like yung mga phones na lumalabas ngayon, like it's so interesting, like yung mga folding phones and like I think there's a new phone like that's like expanding and like rolling or something.
Oh, is that the rollable from Oppo?
Yeah, I just saw it. Mistaken. Literally, I just saw it a while ago and was like, what the heck?
Yeah, because,
you know,
I think if I'm not mistaken, it's a concept phone for them for now because, you know, it's very expensive to make. Imagine you have to make it roll. It's called a rollable.
Yeah.
Because the screen rolls
into
a certain part inside. Yeah, it's very cool. But as someone who's been observing the, you know, the phone market, it'll take some time before rollable phones would be in reach to more and
to
more
be accessible
people.
I mean,
looking at that, it's like, it's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, you know. I haven't, like, for Samsung, I haven't seen like your folding phones in a while, and then when they released that, I was like, oh my gosh. I was like going to the store and like just checking it out. It's so cool to play with.
Yeah.
I love like checking those new things out, but you know, the technical side, I don't know that much.
Yeah.
Yet, at least.
I mean, yeah. I feel like that's why right now I'm at the point in my life where I'm leaning towards the non-technical side of tech because knowing what goes behind the technical side of tech, sometimes it gets too detailed and
overwhelming.
It's not overwhelming for me, especially for me, since that's basically my day job, but it's not relatable to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's... the non-technical side of things, especially business side of tech, whew, that's a lot of juicy, juicy and spicy details there.
Yeah.
Like how one company eats another company up alive. So things like that. So those are the things that really interests me more than the technical side of things. But although it's fun, it's especially if like I want to know what goes behind a certain thing that comes out. So getting to know what, like understanding what technologies were used. So that's nice. That's also nice to know. Like I like digging into the nitty gritty, but I don't like sharing that with like other people unless they're in the same field.
Yeah. Like for me, I think when it comes to tech, I like watching like reviews. Like especially when, of course, when you're buying a new gadget, right, or device, I think the natural course of action would be to watch like a million reviews before you buy it, even if you're sure of getting it. You just like, you know, knowing, oh, this thing can do that. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. It's basically confirmation that like, okay, what I'm buying is good or even great.
Yeah. After watching, you know, 1,000 content creators talk about it, you know, you yourself weigh the pros and cons. So you're more confident in buying a certain device or product. So yeah, I personally love watching reviews or unboxing. I love watching unboxing. It's a ooh.
I mean, the thing with me in unboxing is like, it's just someone opening a box of a phone. I mean, the only person who can truly benefit from doing an unboxing is the first person who literally posts. It's either the first or the first one with the most subscribers in YouTube, especially. Because like otherwise, they will end up eating the bulk of the views.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, for me, ako parang I love watching unboxing, like especially when I know that I'm about to get that product. Like let's say I ordered it online and then I watch like a ton of unboxing. Wala lang, parang naisip ko, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to get it. I want to see how other people reacted when they first got it. And then when you receive it yourself, it's like, it's still genuine to yourself. Like even though you know exactly what it looks like or how much is in the box, you're still pretty excited. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, unless you feel that when you open the box, you feel that it's less than what you expect. Let's say a phone costs 70,000 pesos and then when you open it, there's no such thing as a charger.
Oh my gosh.
So like...
the charging box.
Okay. Yeah. Diba?
Rip off.
So I'm like... that's like... I'm trying my best not to watch too many unboxing videos because for me... I want to experience it as blind as I can.
Yeah.
So like, I want to have my own genuine reactions and then like, not base my, not form my expectations from others.
Yeah. I guess it's just like too much excitement on my end. Like, I'm just too excited.
I mean, for me, I feel the same way. Yeah. Like when I got my iPhone last year, it's like, okay, I watch every unboxing that I can because I know I'm getting one.
Oh my gosh, me so, too.
Diba? So if you think about it, we're kind of the same attitude towards that. But then it's like, I know I'm not going to buy that thing. Okay, I'm just going to watch the coverage when I can. But I'm not going to pressure myself to watch every single thing unless it's like, basically every, like when it's Apple season, that's when I watch a lot of them. Like a lot of videos.
Yeah.
Because
Apple event.
Getting to know, yeah, like getting to, not necessarily like Apple event reactions, but then like opening, like the when the products are already with the, you know, the YouTuber's hands. So I watch as much as possible. Like I watch from people who only focus on Apple, general news outlets, tech focused outlets. And the Apple, like, their coverage has to cover Apple, but they're not really Apple fans or some sort.
Yeah.
That's not their main focus. So I like getting perspectives from everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I also get perspectives from the Western side and then from here in Asia.
Yeah, me too.
Whether it's local ones. Mm. So
yeah.
It's all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that contributes to my lack of sleep. Thanks. Do you lack sleep?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
I would like to think so.
Yes. I mean, kunyari, Yeah, hihiga na ako, but like I'm still on my phone for like what an diba? Hour, an extra hour or yeah. two. Yeah.
Yeah, especially for me, who sometimes cover tech events at 1 a.m. just to see what Apple has Ooh. In store. Or like, yeah, don't be like me who watches the Apple event and then I have to make posts for it and then I end up sleeping at 6 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh, I know, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a lot of tech talk than I expected.
Yeah, wow. Ooh. I'm proud of myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I actually gauge my guests, like if they're at a tech company or like, you know, ambidexter is like a tech focused, I read the website, like tech focused content creators. Yeah. So like in a way you have to be kind of immersed, but then like, you know, you're not that immersed.
Not that much, but I should know enough. Yeah. And I learn new things all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Kyle, for being in this episode of the Creator Life podcast. It was nice having you.
Yeah, it's nice being here. Thank you so much for inviting me. Finally.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally. So we're at this juncture where I unfortunately have to ask you if you have anything to plug. Because you dreaded it before we started the podcast, so I had to say it that way.
Yeah, oh my gosh, what am I gonna plug? I'll plug Bookshelf PH and Audiophile, you know? So if there are any authors out there or publishers that want to have another platform for your books or ebooks, please go to our website, bookshelf.com.ph, or send us an email at hello@bookshelf.com.ph. We'll be happy to speak to you. And for those authors as well who want to explore the world of audiobooks and to be a founding partner or founding member of Audiophile, since we're still on soft launch or early access, please reach out to us as well. Same email at hello@bookshelf.com.ph, or you may also visit our website at audiophile.bookshelf.com.ph. There you go. That was a mouthful.
Yeah. Yeah, that URL could use some work. You could probably ditch
yeah, it's
something,
so long.
But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see what the future holds.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Thank you.
We'll see. Yeah. Now it's my turn to do my outro plug.
Yes, go on.
Podcast updates and behind the scenes are on social media. That's Creator Life Pod, Creator Life POD on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also follow me personally on social media and see me finally upload TikTok videos. What? What? So that's Julian CB. That's JULLIANSIBI on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now TikTok. Huh? What? Is this hell freezing over?
Huh? Yay.
So that's it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this wonderful conversation. And until the next one, enjoy your tech, enjoy your coffee, enjoy life, and stay safe, everyone.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.